Unit 4, page 65. Part 2. Access to information from spoken texts.
Instructions. You are about to hear the passage, Teen Guru, Teenagers Speak in Public. The passage will be broadcast twice. Before the first broadcast, read questions 9 to 13. It is best to start answering the questions after the first broadcast of the passage.
Teen Guru. Teenagers speak in public. Good morning, listeners. This is David Oz with our radio program, Inspiring Teenagers. Our guest today is Dana Ronen, who is going to tell us about the first Teen Guru event, which took place in Tel Aviv in September 2014. Hello, Dana. Welcome to our radio program. Can you tell us what Teen Guru is?
Good morning, everyone. Teen Guru is a special project. It gives teenagers the opportunity to speak in public about subjects that interest them. Speaking in public makes it possible for them to share their ideas with others and influence their way of thinking.
Who took part in the first Teen Guru event?
10 teenagers between the ages of 11 and 18 who have a special interest, idea, or hobby took part in the first event. Many teenagers wanted to take part in this event, but the organizers chose only 10. In fact, the organizers planned to choose only 6 teenagers, but there were so many who were so good that the organizers decided to give a chance to more kids.
What did they have to do in the event?
They had to talk about their subject in public for 3 minutes. They couldn't read from a sheet of paper or look at their computer while they were talking, and this wasn't easy at all.
Why do you say that it wasn't easy?
It isn't easy to speak in public because the speaker has to interest other people for 3 minutes. And believe me, talking for 3 minutes is quite a long time, especially when you're not used to it and you may be nervous or excited. In order to help these teenagers, we brought experts who taught them how to speak in public.
What subjects did they talk about?
They talked about different subjects, from technology and science to sports and art. For example, an 11-year-old boy from Sderot talked about fear during war and how to deal with it. He even gave tips to children and parents on what to do when they hear a siren. Another boy talked about protecting the environment and saving nature in Tel Aviv. He said that young people can make a difference. These are only 2 examples, and believe me, there were many more.
How do the teenagers who took part in the event feel about it?
Well, they really had a great experience. They learned how to speak in public, and they enjoyed it. They hope other teenagers will think about the subjects they talked about. They also hope that other teenagers will get ideas of their own about how to make the world a better place.
This sounds like a very exciting project. Thank you for talking with us, Dana. This ends our program for today. Goodbye. Questions, page 66.
Answer questions 9 to 13 according to the broadcast. In question 12, follow the instructions. In all the other questions, circle the number of the correct answer.
Teen Guru. Teenagers speak in public.
9. Teen Guru is a project. 1. That teaches young children how to speak on television. 2. In which teenagers talk about their interests. 3. That allows teachers to speak in public. 10. Who took part in the first event of Teen Guru? 1. 6 teenagers from Tel Aviv. 2. teenagers aged 11 to 18 from around the world. 3. 10 teenagers who wanted to share their ideas. 11. How did the teenagers present their subjects? 1. They talked without any help. 2. They used the computer. 3. They read in front of the audience. 12. Put a tick by the two correct answers. Two of the subjects the teenagers spoke about were 1. Dealing with fear. 2. Giving tips on different subjects. 3. Protecting the environment. 4. Volunteering in Sderot. 5. Presenting interesting subjects. 13. The teenagers who took part in the Teen Guru event 1. Had an unpleasant experience. 2. Enjoyed speaking in public. 3. Hope to speak in public again.